An independent advisory committee has recommended that the Food and Drug Administration allow painkillers Celebrex and Bextra to remain on the market. This after studies linked the two drugs to heart attacks and strokes. The FDA focused attention on Celebrex and Bextra after the maker of Vioxx pulled that drug off the market in September. Vioxx was also linked to heart attacks and strokes, but a narrow majority of the advisory committee now says it would be okay to bring Vioxx back. NPR's Joanne Silberner is here to talk about the future of these and other painkillers. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
It's an advisory committee, so what does this mean?
Well, it means they make recommendations, and the FDA asked them in because the agency itself wasn't clear what to do. And what the advisors recommended is let these drugs stay on the market, and maybe even Vioxx could come back, but put on clear and very understandable warnings to people to say that numerous studies have linked them to heart attacks and strokes. Now, many of these committee members were dubious about the need for these drugs in the first place. They're supposed to be gentler on the stomach and the intestine than other painkillers, but they're still saying for some people they may be okay, but the public should really know that there could be problems.
Is this a change that could be reflected in the next few weeks or months in drugstores?
Well, what will happen is the agency has promised to act on it within a few weeks, and what they'll do is say, yes, we are going to put warning labels on, or no, we're not. My guess is that they'll go along with the committee's recommendation. But it'll take a while to write the warning labels because they'll be different for each drug, and the committee also wants warning labels on other painkillers, not saying that they've been linked to heart attacks and strokes, but that they may not necessarily be any safer. It's just not known yet. Those other drugs, like ibuprofen, diclofenac, they haven't been looked at as closely, and so what the committee wants the agency to do is put notes on those too, saying we're looking into this.
Mm-hmm. And these would be available only with a physician's prescription?
Well, the COX-2 inhibitors are only by prescription. That's Celebrex and Bextra. But other drugs like ibuprofen, those you can buy
over the counter. Celebrex, Bextra, certainly Vioxx, were used by scores of thousands of Americans.
Millions.
Was that part of the problem? It was used by so many people that there was more of a base for problems to develop?
Absolutely. And I think it's what really brought them to the attention of the agency. The drugs were supposed to only be for people who couldn't tolerate other drugs. If you've got arthritis, if you've got a chronic condition that causes pain and you're taking these drugs every day, if you're taking aspirin, ibuprofen, those are known to cause stomach problems. These new drugs were supposed to protect against that and only be used by people who really needed it. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they're not any more powerful as painkillers. They're just a little safer in people who have stomach problems.
For people who might have to take them several times a day as a maintenance
or once drug. A day, but for months or years. If you have arthritis, you're going to be on these drugs for years or even decades. And they're not any more powerful than the other drugs. They're just supposed to be gentler on the stomach, although one of the things that came out at this advisory committee hearing is that they may not even be that much gentler.
NPR's Joanne Silberner, thank you.
Thank you.